Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. I bring this to you today as we break down through 7,000 and seem to be holding down through 7,000 on Bitcoin. It's going to be an interesting day, there is no doubt. Now, what I find interesting is where we've actually come back to, and we've basically just had a straight pullback for quite a while now. You know, it's from about 82. Well, when we sort of found the we popped up to the last point with about 8,200 roughly. We've sort of just fallen in a straight line, about $1,300 there, or $1,200 to $1,300, and it's just gone straight down. It is literally sold off harder just then we went up. And right now, the point at which we are sitting at the 68.55 mark is the exact point at which I said I was bullish. It had just broken up through there, created a higher low, and that 68.55 breakpoint was the point at which I was like, righto, we are now bullish, because we had that uptrend. It's pulling back, and it is testing that point right now. Now, what do I think of this? Well, it's starting to look more, it's starting to creep towards the bears a little bit, but factually speaking, we still have that uptrend in place on that two daily. Now, I know I'm sort of clinging onto that, but it is factually there. It's a nice trend. The one day, again, you know, I see the significant higher highs and higher lows, and currently we don't have anything that's broken this trend properly. We did have that little tiny lower high up at 82 or 8,300. Excuse me. That's not so much concern to me, because it wasn't as structured as the one when we broke up through 68.55. So I wouldn't call that little one at the top on the daily a double top, not at all. It's just a failed bounce, and it's just falling a little bit now. It's not, for me anyway, it's not a clear reversal of trend, not like what I saw to reverse back into uptrend. So I am still waiting. I am still bullish. I know it's hard for you to think that, you know, how can I possibly still be bullish? Well, I'm looking at the trends that are in play right now. The only issue that I've got now, which is starting to concern me somewhat, is that we are sitting now and just breaking down through the lows of the weekly candle. Last week's candle, if you can recall, obviously only printing a new one starting yesterday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Sydney time, we have broken down through the low of that candle. Now, we are in a weekly downtrend. Bigger picture, it is a weekly downtrend. It had pulled back into that cradle zone, and it's a bearish candle, and it's breaking the low. So the weekly has to be said. It does look bearish. There is that slight higher low that's there, but again, you know, that slight higher low, it is slight. I'm not crazy bearish on the weekly yet. For example, there's nothing that I'm looking to be shorting on Bitcoin just yet. Now, if I was to be 100% bearish, I would certainly be stalking trades to the short side. But for now, the 2-day is still looking good to me. It just needs to, it could continue to sell off. And if it does, then you know, if we break down through the level being 6,080, if we break down through 6,080, what we'll have is we'll have a higher high and a lower low. So for me, that will reverse this into, well, not reverse, it will turn that into a no trend. So when I comment on, I just look at the charts, I just read the charts. Now, there have been some great opportunities. For example, Ripple against the dollar. I put a call out yesterday. We discussed Ripple against the dollar. It broke down, and it looks, you know, it's going quite well right now. That's broken that support, and it looks very bearish indeed. There are opportunities to be out there trading on the short side. I just know that a lot of people, I knew this would happen if the market didn't do exactly what I thought it would. If it didn't do exactly what everyone wanted it to, which was continue to move up, I'd have everybody coming out of the woodwork telling me that I'm wrong and all this, and that's fine. I don't mind. I'm not wrong. At this stage, I don't mind being wrong. Fact is, I read trends. Right now on the 2-day chart, it's still in an uptrend. It's having a very deep pullback, so it's not the best as far as how deep it's pulled back, but it's still 2-daily in an uptrend. The 1-day, I'm still, you know, it does look, it's definitely come off a long way, but I'm not a doubter yet. I'm not suggesting there'll be new lows, nothing like that. I very rarely do suggest that there'll be new lows unless there's a reason for it, i.e. the trend looks likely to break that. Right now, I just don't have clarity to the downside just yet, not as much as I do still have to the upside. So I just read charts and tell you what I'm seeing as per the way that I trade. And right now, I certainly am not looking for long trades on Bitcoin, but I'm also equally not looking for short trades. So we'll wait and see what happens. We'll see if we hold at this 68.55 level, where there is a little bit of, you know, if you look at it on the 4-hour time frame, there is a little bit of old resistance and it may become a support. We'll have to wait and see. If we do break down through that level, I will start to look for opportunities to see if I can get any short trades on. But for the time being, nothing's changed. I stand by my convictions because I don't whimsically change. I change when the market suggests I should change. Trading for me, if you recall, is like a language. If you learn the language, you can understand what the market is telling you. Right now, I'm calling it as I see it. I'm looking at the higher time frames. I mean, if you go to the lower time frames, then yeah, I mean, you look at the 4-hour, definite downtrend. You look at the 2-hour, definite downtrend. Lower, 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 all really strong downtrends. But it's when we get to that 1-day, 2-day that I'm still focusing my attention, because that's the bigger picture. And that's what I like to really consider, is that bigger picture. So we'll wait and see what happens. Anything can happen. I will continue to call it as I see it. We'll see if it changes tomorrow, because it will change at some point if we break to new lows. And I'll keep you guys informed as I always do. So guys, something else to let you know is that I am doing an Ask Me Anything tonight, 7:30 p.m. Sydney time. What you need to do is get across to the Trader Cobb Facebook page, give that post there a like, and we'll be giving you updates as to when that kicks off. Of course, it will be at 7:30 p.m. Sydney time, Australia. If you have any questions that you've been dying to ask me, if there's anything you need to know about trends, trading, the courses, the strategies, support, resistance, risk management, portfolio management, whatever it is that you want to ask, line those questions up and be there at 7:30 p.m. tonight, Tuesday, the 7th of August. Have a fantastic day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com, because experience matters.